Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Yes. Birthdays are one of two things. If they're yours, they're exciting. If they're somebody else's, they're flaming expensive.
Yeah, all right. Get a move on, Robin, my son. Get a move on. Yeah. You're holding up the ship's celebration. Nosh up.
Sorry, pardon, Chief. Well, as you'll gather, there's a birthday party aboard Troutbridge.
Yeah, at least there would be if you belt up, Robin.
Thank you. All right. Well, the wardroom are celebrating the birthday of the late Admiral Troutbridge, and mine's a gin if you can spare one.
Can I get you another drink, Lady Todhunter Brown?
Well, if somebody doesn't, I may quite possibly demand to see the captain. I'm parched.
Oh, yes, well, I'll get you the same again, shall I?
Well, that would be jolly topping of you.
Shan't be a minute. Could I get through, please? Sorry to trouble you. Would you excuse me?
Why, sir, what have you done,
Nothing, you idiot. I want to get to the bar.
I say, sir, the party seems to be going jolly well, doesn't it, eh?
Yes, it does indeed. In fact, some members of it have practically gone already. If the captain doesn't propose the toast to the memory of Admiral Troutbridge pretty soon, I doubt that some of them will stay the course.
I'll go and remind Lieutenant Commander Staunton straight away, sir. He's probably forgotten all about it.
Very likely. Oh, and you'd better remind him also what the toast is.
Oh, aye, aye, sir.
Last year, before you remembered it should be to the late Admiral, we had to drink to our old comrades, absent friends, the Whittlesea Bay Angling Association, our fine host, which was him, anyway, the gentleman of the gas board, our gallant allies, and lastly, to my old mate, Sir What's-His-Name.
Lummy, yes, I had to give up after we got as far as the gentleman of the gas board. Just one more glass of that fizzy tonic water, and Leslie would have gone off bang.
Yes, you did seem to be getting bigger as the evening wore on.
I'll see if I can find the captain.
Right, I must see about another slug of wallet for Lady Todhunter Brown.
Ollie! Get your lovely stuff, don't it, young? Come along now, ladies and gents. Who wants a dirty, great dart of dodgy doodad on a doily? Come along. Count to Pertwee for your portion of pâté on a plate. No, I mean plate on a plate. Tiny, tiny cucumbers. Soggy bits of sardines on toast. I've got the lot up. Come along now.
Chief.
Nuts.
I ordered.
Chief, yes. Do you think you could relax the sales drive a little? We can't hear ourselves think.
Well, nobody's not eating nothing, sir. I thought I'd try and tempt them.
Yes, I appreciate the thought, Chief, but it's not having quite the right effect.
How do you mean?
Well, I was feeling a bit peckish myself just now, but when you mentioned the possibility of sampling a dirty great dollop of dodgy doodah on a doily, my appetite seemed to vanish.
Well, I wish someone would have something, sir. I mean, this tray weighs a flaming ton. And apart from that, while I'm holding it, Pertwee can't have a little something to wet his...
Yeah, well, that was one of my main reasons why I asked you to carry it, Chief. However, we shall be drinking the toast to the late Admiral Troutbridge shortly, so you can put the tray down and get yourself a drink.
I thank you, sir. I'll have a large...
Correction, you'll have a small.
Oh. Yeah.
And you also have permission to eat as many dirty great dollops of doodah as you want.
Not likely, sir. Thanks all the same. I saw the cook make them. You know, so the ship's cat whipped one, and ever since it's been sitting in the galley scowling at him and burping immoderately.
I say, you chaps, when is the captain going to propose the toast to the Admiral? Because if he waits much longer, I rather think Lady Todhunter-B will turn rather nasty on us.
Oh, I'm supposed to be getting her a drink.
You're out about giving her a dirty great dollop of doodad on a doily instead. It might act as a sort of blotting paper.
Oh, so that's what they're made of. I had one just now and wondered.
Yes, I thought you must have had one.
Why?
I saw you sitting in the corner scowling and burping immoderate.
Tony, I never saw you take one, sir. Here, hang on a tick. Oi, Cookie!
Hello!
You owe me a quid. One of them just ate some.
You were saying, sir?
I think Mr. Bates was about to say he didn't feel very well.
It's all right, sir. It's all right. I've just seen the captain. He's going to make the toast. I mean, he's going to propose the bread. No. Burn the cakes. No.
Yeah, right. We get the message. I'd better unveil the Admiral's portrait so that we can gather round it.
Oh, that reminds me, sir. I'd be meaning to ask you about that portrait. You know it says underneath, Admiral Sir Benjamin Troutbridge, RN, born 1741, dot, 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 dot.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't say when he died. I reckon he must have done. Otherwise, I mean, why doesn't he visit us?
Oh, well, that's very simple, sir. You see, the journey would be too much for him, sir. I mean, he's getting on a bit, isn't he?
Oh, of course. Now, why didn't I think of that? Fancy expecting an admiral who's 220 years old to... That's absolute nonsense. Leslie's talking through his tiny nautical titfer.
How right you are. Mind you, it is odd, Dad. I wonder when he did snuff it.
Oh, sir, there is a book about his life in the captain's cabin somewhere. Perhaps that could tell us.
It won't do you any good, you know, sir. You'll never find out when the admiral popped off. Because not even the Admiralty knows that, sir.
Well, they must do.
No, sir. No. We Pertwees know more about it than anyone, sir. But the story's been handed down in our family. Because there were Pertwees on the late admiral's flagship in them days and all, sir.
Yes, I never doubted that they were for an instant.
You, the family, have a great naval tradition, sir.
I should have thought reputation was a better word. However, what is all this about Admiral Troutbridge, Chief?
Well, sir, some say it all started in a Pompey tavern called the Bung and Yardarm in the year of 1797, when a couple of bona fide travellers popped in for a quick pint of Malmsey Red.
Ooh. I thought those soldiers had got us that time, Jonathan.
Aye, so did I, Cocky.
Verily, the moment you did start to converse with them, I was not happy. No. I was not, you know, I was not of good cheer.
Now look, matey.
No, 'tis a pity, but Citizen Johnson is not of good cheer. You may ask any of these good folk of the town, they will tell thee.
Citizen Johnson.
I am not of good cheer, you know.
Belay up!
Gramercy pardon, I'm sure. But it was your fault they nearly got us.
Well, how'd you make that out?
Well, those soldiers would never have chased us if you hadn't taken that shilling from the one with the stripes on his arm.
Well, how was I to know he wanted us to join up? I thought it was a tip.
Well, he was not of good cheer, I'll tell you that, matey.
Well, I am. We got a shilling. So let's see about a little something potent in a tankard, eh?
Right.
Here, bye, mate. My life. Here. Let's have a little service here, girl. Give us a tankard, Johnson. Here. Hey, over here, me proud beauty.
And that'll be quite enough of that, peasant. Tankards cost money. I do not allow the likes of you to wallop me pewter bottoms.
Oh, gramercy pardon, I'm sure. Look, we just want
you to... And another thing, get your great elbows off me oak front.
Oh, Jonathan, what? 'Tis the press gang.
Hey, well, open the door and... Run for it, quick, Perth. We don't want to be a saucy sailor.
Here, quick, Jonathan. Hide behind these barrels. They won't see us behind them.
Well, they won't see me anyway. Come on in.
Oh, where you are. Where are the press gang now? Where are the lucky mateys who want to join the Navy?
Ah, there's one. Seize him, lads.
Harry Purbear, just because we're betrothed, doesn't mean you can come charging in here and chucking your weight about in my hostelry. Oh,
I'm sorry, my love. I was only doing my duty.
Well, kindly go and do it somewhere else. And your wig slipped. You're showing naked head.
I'll adjust it at once, my love.
That's better. Any more of this old nonsense, I shan't marry you in the morning, and you wouldn't like that, would you? Harry? Harry Purvey, answer.
No, my love.
That's a good boy. Now take your uncouth gang out of here and don't be late at the ceremony tomorrow.
No, my love.
Oh! That hurt. What was that? Nothing. Just a stupid barrel blowing its bung.
Oh. Oh, well, that's... two likely customers for a nice sail.
No, sir. No, we're not the type, sir. We don't look nice in blue. It don't suit us, sir.
All in, two men?
No, don't bother, sir. Have a small Malmsey rain on Johnsy instead, sir. I've got a shilling.
Grab him.
No, sir. No, but I'm needed, sir.
My dear old white-haired mother's got the farthingale stuck in the doorway of the...
Out! Out! Get him out and onto the flagship quickly.
Flagship? But I won't... Flagship? I won't be any good, sir. If I wave a flag, the fluttery bit comes off on the handles.
Quiet, you're in the Navy now. And that goes for you as well, Patty.
Well, I thought, I'm not of good cheer. I'm not, you know. I got the depression, sir.
Get aboard the Admiral's flagship, all of you.
Let's sail down a bit.
Left sail down a bit, Chief, sir.
Chief?
Sir?
Prithee, I've got to know. How is it that you became a chief petty officer within about 5 minutes of having been press-ganged onto this ship?
Well, sir, it so happened that a certain relative of mine knows a certain relative of Admiral Sir Benjamin Troutbridge, sir, and I sort of dropped an hint to my lot, to his lot, that we should sail at once.
Well, how did that help you?
Well, it didn't help me, sir. We didn't half help Captain Povey. By sailing at once, it meant that he couldn't get married. He chatted me, and I chatted him, and somehow dodging his betrothed and bespoke seems to have worked out in the chief petty officership for Jonesy.
Cool, blackmail. Yes. You know, Pertwee, I have a feeling you're going to do rather well in the service.
Very likely, sir. But I think it's going to be rather a short career if Mr. Phillips don't turn his spyglass forward and have a Georgian butchers at the rest of the ships of the line.
What? Oh, there, Pavley. Sail up.
Sail up, sir.
No. Hal in the hallyard.
Hal in the hallyard.
I mean, muck about with the mainsail.
Muck about? No.
Slop your sloops.
Slop your sloops.
Well, sloop your slops. No. Close your eyes.
Good night.
Yes,
tell me. What was that little bit of nautical hysterical supposed to be, sir?
I think what Mr. Phillips meant to do was luff. And as far as I'm concerned, it was no luffing matter.
And to think that if I'd known what that shilling was for, I could have been in the army instead.
Watch yourselves, mateys. The Admiral's popping up on the poop deck.
Who did it? Come on, old hearties. Who did it? That's what I want to know.
Did what, Sir Benjamin?
Flung me about all over my flagship, old belaying pin. There was I fishing out of me day cabin porthole, and the next minute, bang! I'm out of there, and I've caught a big fella in me night cabin.
Well, who was it? I mean, who was it, sir?
Me own sea chest, of course, you fool. I caught it right between the ears. Just as I got up from that, me folding bed caught me amidships, and that was me lot.
Nasty.
Here, number one, old cannonballs. We've got to put in somewhere. We must put in. It's verily urgent, you know. When I was bouncing around me cabins, I let go of me fishing rod. Just as a big fella took the bait, and the bounder whipped me rod out of the porthole. The blighter swam off with it, you know.
Oh, hard luck, sir.
Yes, it was, old captain. If fish want to go fishing, they should buy their own rods, I say.
Heavens above. Well, where would you like the fleet to put in so that you can go shopping, sir?
Well, I don't mind, old poop deck. We better tie up at a high street somewhere, I should think. Now, where are we now, Mr. Phillips, old figurehead?
At sea, sir.
By George, that's navigation for you, isn't it? I like him, you know. He's a good lad. A raving idiot as well, but I like him. You do.
If I may make Sir Bill, sir.
Do, yes.
A certain relative of mine in Bordeaux has got a shop that might be a help to you, sir.
What's it called, Chief?
The Ebenezer Pertwee Battle of Culloden War Surplus Stores.
Yes, he'll do, old grapeshot. Signal the fleet that we're all popping over to Bordeaux to have a look at the shops.
Aye, sir.
Here we are, my lady. We do the journey double vite, hein? This is La Roise Head Inn.
Merci, Pierre. Come, Yvonne. We shall see if the filthy English matelots are inside. Learn what you can of their movements, you understand?
Maybe, my lady. I understand their movements all right, and the answer will be no, as usual. That's a bon girl. Come inside. And bonjour to you too.
Here I say. Can I pull you up a chaise to parquez-vous upon?
Ah, the English, was it always très polite?
An homme does his best, you know.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sir.
What's the French for...
See you English fellow boys visiting La Belle France, and such a surprise, too.
Surprise?
Oh, oui, in case you don't know, our two countries are at war.
What?
Well, really, what a liberté. I do think some homme might have told us.
But this is terrible. We're liable to be prisoners of guerre. We must tell Admiral Sir Benjamin Trapbridge at once. Mr. Phillips, have you seen the chief at all?
Oh, rather, he's in the bar, public.
Well... Call him round. If it's absolutely necessary, tell him I'll pay for a drink.
A wee wee, sir. Champion tick.
This chief is your admiral, yes?
No, but I imagine it's only a question of time.
He's pretty, I hope.
I wouldn't say pretty was exactly the bon mot. Jagged, perhaps. Corrugated. Oh, incidentally, my name is Lieutenant Murray.
How do you do? I am the Countess Marie de Penon-le-Choux, mes grand-oncle, de plume, anon, grand pourquoi, de la Fotheringay Smythe.
Oh, charmed.
Now, to business.
So soon?
I must know, why are you here? How many ships are there in the Admiral Trutbridge fleet? Where are you sailing? How many guns have you aboard?
You're not a spy, are you?
Madame the Countess a spy? How absurd. She is an espionage agent.
Oh, well, in that case, there's no harm in telling you, I suppose. We're bound for Cape St. George.
Oh, that should be good. The French fleet is lying there. They think you are in Portsmouth, so if you go to Cape St. George now, you can sneak up on them from behind.
You wanted me, sir?
CPO Pertwee for you, sir. I'm sorry to have been so long, but he was teaching the locals some new game or something.
Game?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's called Find the Madame, sir.
Eh?
No, sir, no. Cherchez la lady. You know, find the... You know what I'm talking about. They didn't seem to pick it up too well, sir, so if you want any local currency, I've got a few thousand francs, which I might let you have.
No, thank you, Chief. We've got to get back to the ship at once. I just heard that we're at war with France. Again.
Aye?
And the French fleet are already at Cape St. George and we must get after them.
Well, I don't know that it's worth bothering about, really, sir, is it? I mean, if they're there already, I mean, it hardly seems a good idea to clutter the place up with all our ships as well, does it? I mean, it'll make all the Cape untidy.
Nonsense! This is going to be a great naval battle.
Yeah, permission to desert, sir. My poor dear white-haired old mother's father now stuck in the doorway.
No! Get aboard the flagship at once. Right. I must find the Admiral and tell him the news.
Oh, sir, may I suggest you don't tell him about the French fleet? You see, just mention that Cape St. George is stiff with cod. Otherwise, he won't want to go, sir.
I've got a better idea. Yeah? Let's tell him there are no fish within 100 miles of the place, and then none of us will have to go.
No, Chief, get aboard. If you two ladies will kindly excuse us.
No, they won't, sir. Oh, no, they won't, sir, no. You won't, will you, madame?
But of course I will. You are brave lads. You are indeed.
We're not, you know. We're flaming potty.
Come on, all of you. There's no time to lose.
Oh, right here, sir. Au revoir, mesdames.
Oh, not au revoir. Goodbye.
Yeah, but she knows what she's talking about.
Cheerio.
Oh, such handsome lads. It is a pity they have to go to their doom. What a pity we couldn't just send the ugly one and save the others.
Beg pardon. Excuse me, boys. Do I booze mind, Ez? Here. I say, missus, have you seen anybody else done up in a stupid-looking suit like this, please?
Well, I have, but there's were several sizes smaller.
Yes, I know about that. Well, the one I want is what we call a chief petty officer, you see.
Oh, you've just left with the others.
Oh, well, that's all. Left, he can't have done.
Why can't he?
Well, because when he left the other bar, I thought I'd show the other gentlemen in there how to play Find the Madame.
So?
So they knew already, and they're not gentlemen, I'll tell you. They want 10,000 francs off me, or they're going to lock me up for a bit in the ruins of the Bastille. Help! I've been abandoned on foreign soil. I want me old mum in.
A
turn that big fat wooden thing at the back to the left a bit, Chief?
No, not you, Johnson.
Not even the left a bit, it is, sir.
Any sign of the French fleet yet, Mr. Phillips?
Never you mind the French fleet, old hatstop. Where are all those cod you told me about? I haven't caught one of the little chaps yet.
But, sir, I don't think you understand. We're going into battle.
Yes, what? Oh, no, we mustn't go. Oh, forbid it. Battles muck up a chap's fishing for a month, you know. Oh, not surprising, mind you. You can hardly expect haddocks to hang about with a lot of cannonballs landed on their nappers, can you?
Yeah, what was that?
It was the end of a very splendid fishing season, old Yarrow. Well, we might as well pack up and go home now.
Yeah, well said, sir.
Stand by to turn about! And everybody blew the sails like mad lads! We're going home!
No, we're not. Action station!
You mind, old sea chest? I'm supposed to say that. Southbridge is the admiral, you know.
Gramercy, pardon, sir. Shall we open fire, sir?
No, not yet. Where are my earplugs? Last time we pooped off some of these things, the whole ship's company couldn't hear a thing for a week. Oh, here they are. Yes, yes. In the pocket of me breeches. Right, fire away.
Pardon, Uncle!
Able Seaman Goldstein reporting, and I'll thank you to watch who you're calling names.
I said powder monkey, not an old Welsh goat. Charge the cannons, Goldstein.
Aye, aye, Chief. All cannons charged, Chief.
Cannons ready, sir.
Cannons ready, Admiral. I said cannons ready, sir.
You'll never get through whilst he's got those earplugs in, sir.
Oh, carry on then, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir, aye, aye. At whoever banged that one off at us, fire.
Stop!
Fire! Odd. They can't all be done, surely.
No, sir, but the fuse takes a moment or two to burn through. So there's always a slight de... lay. My word, they didn't half go, didn't they? I say, you chaps, they didn't half go, did... Wait! Admiral's chatting.
Did you say something, sir?
Oh, bother those cannons. They've all gone deaf. I said they didn't half go.
You speak up, sir.
Speak up? Speak up? I'm shouting my head up now. I can't speak any higher.
Fire! Fire!
No, I didn't say that. Mercies. Well, that's another few bob down the drain. They cost about 5 shillings each, you know.
Say five? Five?
No, no, I said five!
Yeah, I say, you chaps, you might warn a chap when you're going to poop off like that, because you rather mucked up my experiment.
You say experiment?
Yes, yes. It's a new method of propelling boats called steam.
Steam, sir?
Yes, but I'm afraid it's rather a failure. You see, I put a boiling kettle underneath the sails, but instead of pushing the boat along, all that happened was that the sails got soggy and shrank.
Oh, what a shame, sir.
Yes, I was just trying to modify it when you chaps let that lot off and upset my little kettle and put me far out.
Put your what out?
Fire!
Fire! Fire! No!
Gadzooks. We're aground, too. Well, well done, my harpies. We've got the French fleet bottled up.
Yes, sir, and vice versa.
Yay, lummy, yay.
If those Frenchmen fire again, we're a ducking sit. We're a sitting duck.
Where's Admiral Trowbridge? Where's he gone?
I'll tell you where he is, sir. He's where Pertwee wishes he was. Look, sir. He's in the bumboat and he's rowing like...
Steve?
Thank you, sir. Just in time.
Where's he going? He can't row off and leave us here stuck on a sandbank like this. Admiral! Admiral Trowbridge, sir! Come back!
There's no good, sir. He's a proper cloth ears with those earplugs in.
Everybody down!
Ahoy there! Starboard lookout here! Not that I wanted to get mixed up in this in the first place, mind. But you may as well know that one was a winner. We're on fire.
On what?
Fire!
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 Abandoned ship! Take to the boats, but don't take them before Pertwee's in the best one. Call in the death throes. Pertwee wants to get home. Help!
So you see, sir, the Admiral's flagship went down in what you might call a blaze of glory, whilst the Admiral ever so quietly scarpered. And I, for one, don't blame him.
Yeah, very interesting, Chief.
Does anyone snack, sir? I've just been looking in this history book from the captain's cabin. After the flagship had caught fire, the country sent another, lots of ships, you know, to search for the Admiral to honour him.
Well, what for? Because he walled up the French fleet in the harbour of St. George?
No, sir. You see, the flagship burned for 3 days and three nights.
Well, so what?
Well, sir, they reckon he'd invented the first lightship.
Yes, the hard way.
Well, what's this snag, then?
Well, according to this book, sir, today isn't his birthday at all. It's next week.
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely sweet of him. We shall all be able to drink his health all over again. I shall start now. Charles.
No. Not yet, old Garters. I haven't proposed the what's his name yet.
Oh, lummy, it's Lieutenant Commander Staunton at last.
Is it really? Well, give him my best, won't you? No. Ladies and gentlemen, let us raise our glasses to the old comrade.
The old comrade.
No. Hang on. Absent friend? No. No, think again, Ed. Yes, the Whittlesea Bay Angling Association connected with the gentleman of the gas board. No, not forgetting me, old mate. So what's his name? And,
Admiral Trackridge.
Oh, yes, down the thingamy, chaps, cheers. Pass me a dirty great dollop of dodgy doodah, somebody. Go through that. Oh, there you. Get off this.
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Admiral Troutbridge was Ronnie Barker, the Countess was Heather Chasen, Yvonne was Judy Cornwell, Taffy Goldstein was Tenny Levens, and Lieutenant Bates was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.